The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ben Healy is now the yellow jersey wearer at the Tour de France. He has finished stage 10 in the mountains on Bastille Day in third, but he finished it up on Tadej Pogačar in the general classification stakes. It means he is the first Irish rider to wear yellow since 1987. And Stephen Roach, Imogen Nicotter is with me, the road safety advocate, a professional cyclist based between Ireland and Spain. Imogen, this was a magnificent achievement, isn't it?
Oh, it was incredible to watch. I mean, he just took control of the race, like 40K to go, and he really just put his head down. He had guys in his wheel. He was riding them off. And it was really nail-biting as well, because when he crossed the line, we still had to wait to see if the leader was going to, you know, leave enough of a time gap for him to go into yellow. So it was completely just nail-biting, but he really showed the way that he races. Like, he races in such a confident way, and he has such an incredible talent when it comes to a breakaway that it was just incredible to watch. So it's history.
Yeah, I know you would have been paying absolute kind of 100% attention to it. I was in here trying to interview people about parking at beaches and town councils and other stuff, and I had the app open and I had TG Carr on mute in the corner. So I kind of had this moment of disappointment when with about 2K to go, he hit something of a wall, as often happens, and Simon Yates pulled away, and I thought, oh no, you know, I thought he was going to do it, the first mountain stage up in the mountains on Bastille Day, what a day to do it. And then I started kind of frantically doing the maths trying to work it out, and I thought, hold on a minute, he might actually be in yellow.
No, honestly, it comes down to seconds. I mean, now he's 29 seconds ahead of Pogačar, and now Pogačar is arguably still the favourite to win, but he's really, as in Ben, has really shaken up the GC today. I mean, he's jumped. He was 11th place, 3 minutes, 55 seconds down this morning, and now he's into yellow. And it's incredible. And like you say, Simon Yates attacking. In some way, I know it's bike racing, but at the same time, I thought, you know, Ben had carried them, you know, 37K or whatever. He'd just been in the front motoring. So it was almost kind of disappointing when Simon Yates attacked him, but he still managed to hang on to those valuable seconds when he crossed the line. So, and he picked up seconds on the line because he actually came third on the stage as well. So even if he hadn't gone into yellow today, it was an incredible result nonetheless. But to get yellow is just, like history making.
Yeah, and there was a moment, the cameras then, after he crossed the line, they cut to Pogačar and Vingegaard, who suddenly turned on the afterburners. And I just thought, oh no, don't do it. Don't eat into that gap too much. But, you know, when you look at those names behind them, at Tadej Pogačar, at Remco Evenepoel, at Jonas Vingegaard, the three riders behind him in the GC, I mean, you know, are we at the stage or getting close to it where you'd be talking about Ben Healy in the context of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's made his mark today. If he hadn't already, you know, he won a stage last week as well. I think he's undeniably on that same level with them. And it will be really exciting to see what happens over the next few weeks, because now they're going into the mountains. They've got really hilly stages. Like, the sprint stages are more or less done. I think there's, you know, one in stage 17 or something, but you know, now it's getting into the terrain that obviously Ben Healy is so talented in. So it will be incredibly exciting to see where he can hold on to in GC. It would be amazing if he could hold on to that first place, but you know, what will happen is, yeah, it's gonna be nail biting for sure.
So there'll be lots of people, you know, watching this, who don't pay any attention to cycling for 49 weeks of the year, as it were. They might only barely pay attention even to the Tour de France. And what they're always, I think, astounded by is the degree to which it's a team event. So give us a sense of Ben Healy's team, EF Education Easy Post. I mean, does he have a robust enough team around him now to protect him? Say, I think tomorrow's a rest day, but say the day after. We're so used to seeing the likes of, you know, Visma Lisa Bike and these big trains in UAE out in front. What's his team like?
Well, I think his team really showed, like, they set him up to go in that break today, and they were in with him, like his teammates were in that break with him up until he launched it with about 40K. So he definitely has a good team around him, which is, like you say, a lot of people aren't aware that cycling is a team sport. But when it comes to these mountain stages, it's so important to have good teammates around you that you can rely on, even for things like if Ben had a puncture and he could switch onto a teammate's bike, which might be faster than getting a bike from the car, or his teammates will be going back and forth to the car if he needs to get extra food or extra, you know, bidons. So it is really a team effort. And I think he's going to have, if he can benefit off the guys from UAE in terms of like sitting in their wheel and Visma Lisa bike as well, but he's also just got a really good team around him who'll be able to take care of him when it gets deep into those mountain stages.
Yeah, listen, it's a magnificent achievement. And actually, before I let you go, give us a sense of how big an achievement. I mentioned the first guy in yellow since 87 with Stephen Roach. I mean, beyond that, it's just Sean Kelly and Shay Elliott.
Yeah, he's the fourth Irishman to wear it. And I mean, I'm sure all of Ireland was the same as you when he crossed that line, that we were all holding our breath. I mean, it's really monumental. This is the biggest stage in cycling. So for him to be up there with those names, like those names that are written in history in Irish cycling, it's just, it's an incredible achievement.
It is absolutely incredible. So fair play to him and everybody involved with his journey. And I don't mean that just in terms of today's stage, everything up until today. Imogen, thank you so much. Imogen Ní Chathair, who's a road safety advocate, professional cyclist as well, who has been glued to her TV for the last couple of hours, as I'm sure many of you have as well. A break tomorrow, but lots of you will be glued again come Wednesday, because that stage will begin with Ireland's Ben Healy wearing the yellow jersey of the Tour de France.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.